Texans Extra Points, brought to you by Reliant. Want flat electricity costs? Call 1-866-RELIANT for the Reliant Predictable 12 plan. PUCT number 10007.
All right, for the last time until about August, welcome to the final segment of Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. Hey, the schedule is not out yet, but we know who and where the Texans will play their opponents. We just don't know when. I'm most jazzed about road game-wise, going back to Cincinnati, because I remember the last time the Texans were in Cincinnati. That was the clincher in 2011.
Yeah, that'll be something to go there. What about going to Miami as well, Drew? You go up to Buffalo, and, you know, you're hoping Buffalo might be September, Miami December. How about that? Can we lobby for that? Probably not.
You just mentioned Buffalo and Miami back-to-back.
I like going to Buffalo. To me, that's an authentic, you know, old AFL city, now NFL, of course. And it's just, there's something special about going there, but you don't want it to be too late in the year.
But you also get the Patriots here. And in 2009, when Bill O'Brien was a Patriot coach, good things happened for the Texans.
They did in 2009. And who knows what the Patriots are going to have with all this talk about Tom Brady. And that's for a different time and place. But me, selfishly, going to Carolina, going to Atlanta, getting to the dirty is going to be kind of fun. You never know what Atlanta's going to have with new coach and new scheme in place, so that'll be interesting. But you get the NFC South, which was one of the weaker divisions, and then you get the AFC East as your two crossover divisions. So you do get the trips to Buffalo and, of course, to Miami and then New England here, and then, of course, you have no idea who's going to be quarterbacking the Jets, but you get them here as well.
Yeah, and I think the Jets always have a little bit of sizzle on the steak there. You know, when they visit, you have the Patriots here, like you said. I mean, the home schedule's very, very palatable, very tasty here with the Saints as well and, of course, the Colts.
Okay, three absolute musts that have to happen this offseason for the Texans. Let's start with you, John.
Oh, well, I'll go to the defensive side of the ball. First of all, wherever J.J. Watt is, he needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap because nothing could happen in 99. Secondly, the secondary. We talked about it a little bit earlier. There's some decisions that have to be made with Kendrick Lewis, Kareem Jackson. And then I think we talked about the draft. I think speed is the key and the pass rush, the edge rush. That's where you got to have some improvement, I think.
How about you?
Offensively, quarterback, no question about it. Biggest question on the team. You got to find a way to address that and fast. Then I look at right tackle, swing tackle. Derek Newton slated to become a free agent. You got to address that. You got to get some depth there as well, or be happy with what you have. And wide receiver depth. You know, Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins, that's one of the best tandems in the league. But John addressed it. A slot receiver, are they really happy with DeMarcus Johnson moving forward and that kind of thing? I think they'll look for more depth at wide receiver, whether it's through free agency or the draft.
And we could do this every week through you know, eternity almost, because we can always talk Texans. Mark, John, thanks so much. I've had a lot of fun with you guys on this show this year, and we really appreciate all of you watching because, hey, we love Texans football, and we love talking about it with you. So we'll see you again in August. And make sure you watch tonight. Texans 360 is coming on. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. For Mark, for John, I'm Drew. And for all the hardworking people behind the camera doing all this stuff, thanks to you as well. You did a good job. We'll see you again very soon.